Lindsay Lundvall got her bachelor's degree in nursing from Rockford University in May. After graduation, she moved to Madison, Wisconsin to complete a residency and plans to get a master's degree there, too. She's not sure where she'll end up after she finishes.
I would actually love to go back to Rockford Memorial after I'm done and work there as a manager or something like that on a unit.
If a recent survey conducted by the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation is an indicator, Illinois might need her. The department surveyed more than 50,000 registered nurses and found that many were planning to retire soon. A statement from the department said, quote, Illinois may soon face a shortage of registered nurses across all specialties as an aging workforce readies to retire, end quote. Several headlines echoed this warning the day after the survey was released in May. But another recent report from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates a surplus of more than 9,000 nurses in the state a decade from now. So which is it? Will Illinois have too many nurses or not enough? Peter McMiniman, a health economist with the American Nurses Association, says he knows of a handful of other such projections that have come up with contradicting results. But he says the conclusions are actually not that far apart.
I'm not surprised that some people project shortages and some people project surpluses. They're usually in the same ballpark, but because there are so many registered nurses, you know, if you have a 1 or 2% difference in your estimates, that can put you on either side of the line.
Either way, Illinois is facing a mass retirement of nurses.
A brand new nurse is not the same as a nurse with 35 years of experience. So there's going to be a substantial human capital loss, whether there's a shortage or whether there's a surplus. All that experience is going to be lost.
Most of the older respondents to the Illinois survey work in education. The state will need nursing faculty to train those who would take the places of the baby boomer nurses leaving the field. But Nancy Valentine, an associate dean at the University of Illinois Chicago College of Nursing, says there's no financial incentive to go into teaching because clinical work pays better.
Workloads for faculty are high, and yet the pay is definitely lower than those that go into service. So your nursing graduate is looking at things like that. They are factors that they're certainly considering when they start to map their career.
Nursing student Lindsay Lundvall says few, if any, of her peers are interested in the job.
I haven't really heard of anybody saying that they want to go back and teach. Being in school, nobody wants to go and say, I'm going to teach it too. But maybe once we get experience, people have a second opinion on it.
Health economist Peter McMiniman says nursing retirements will probably hit their peak in the next decade. Then, in 2030, some of the pressure could be relieved as older baby boomer patients begin to die. He says if education is adequately funded over that time, most areas will probably have enough nurses. But, he warns, policymakers should not get a false sense of security from projected surpluses, because those estimates often assume conditions will stay the same.
I liken this to a guy in a kayak in a whitewater rafting contest, and you're at the top of the course. You can do it, but you can't do it with your eyes closed. You can't assume that the current in one section of the course is going to be the same as the other.
Nancy Valentine, with the U of I Chicago College of Nursing, has a more optimistic take on the future.
It's a great opportunity for people to come into the field of nursing. The shortage opens the door. It highlights the need. But I think that we're getting some very best and brightest people coming into this field across the country, and they are going to change the field just by being in it.
I'm Jamie Dunn.